when you get remote international systems of autocratic governance, if you think you have problems with Ottawa, or you have problems with provincial capitals, try secret tribunals in Geneva. You know, ten times removed. That's the most, perhaps, stunning discovery, is how little respect our elected leaders have for preserving our democratic systems. This is the greatest usurpation of American democratic processes in our history. The UN, the League of Nations, nothing compared to this. This subordinates our health, safety, and other laws to the imperatives of international trade before secret tribunals of conflicted of interest trade judges. I mean, you know, you can't get much worse in terms of kangaroo courts. And the other wing is harmonization of standards. That is, harmonization downward. So we could never have been first with auto safety, because we would have had to harmonize our auto safety standards with other GATT countries. To bring it right down to your rearview mirror, it won't be long before Mexican trucks will be coming into Canada. In Mexico, the maximum weight of trucks is 175,000 pounds. In the U.S., it's 80,000. In Mexico, they can drive it at 18 years of age, don't have to know how to drive the particular rig or handle the particular cargo. In the U.S., truck drivers have to be 21, have health certificates, and know how to drive the rig and handle the cargo. Now, under harmonization negotiations between the U.S. and Mexico, which way do you think those are going to go, those standards? Because the trucking companies in our country want more weight, so they're siding with the Mexican government and the Mexican trucking industry. All these negotiations are totally in secret, and when they conclude, we cannot challenge them in our open courts. This is tyranny. This is dictatorship of the corporations. So the investment one is worse in terms of its bold and brazen intrusiveness. It's so bad, I think it's not going to make it. That is in the United States. I don't know about Canada, though. You know, you've got a parliamentary system. You don't have a filibuster. You don't have separation of powers. In some ways, that's good. When you want to get health insurance through, you get it through. But in other ways, it can be a real drawback.